Now to the bushfires. Up to 5,000 people who were told to leave their homes on Queensland's Sunshine Coast because of a threatening fire have spent another night in emergency accommodation. Authorities have downgraded the fire risk but say the job is far from over. New South Wales, almost 400 firefighters continue to battle two major bushfires and they've also been downgraded as winds have dropped significantly. Our reporter Rachel Mealy joined me a short time ago from the Sunshine Coast. Rachel, fire crews have managed to slow the progress of the Perugian bushfire. What's happened to the conditions overnight?
Well, the fire is still large, but as you said, its progress has slowed significantly overnight. Winds have eased to 20 kilometres an hour, and that's pretty significant because at the height of this firestorm, the winds were whipping up gusts of 60 kilometres an hour. So conditions for fighting this fire have improved overall. There have even been some showers to the north of the fire front, which hints at a bit more moisture in the atmosphere coming in from offshore, and this should give the firefighters a chance to strengthen the containment lines around that fire today.
Now, you've been with residents who were evacuated from their homes and are still not allowed to return. How are they coping?
Well, as lots of Australians around the country know, it's a pretty big deal to be told to grab what you need and leave your house. So it's been a stressful and anxious time for many people. I came across a man last night named Simon who was sleeping in his car with his wife, his cat and his dog. And he said while the property lost wasn't what it was expected to be across the region, he was still anxious to get home and check it out for himself.
Where we live at Marcus Beach, it got a bit bad. They said, oh, it's an impact zone. And you just get this sick feeling in your stomach. And we still don't know what's back there, but I think everything's right, but you don't know. So, yeah, it's a weird feeling. But and we slept in a car and you do what you do. So, yeah.
And this man let curiosity get the better of him. He defied police orders to stay away yesterday and he went back to his house in Perugian.
I went back and cleaned the pool and put the garden, did a bit of painting, and then the police came again. And said, what are you doing? I said, watering my garden. He said, you have to leave immediately. You know, you could be fined for this. So they put me in the police wagon with my dog and took me to the main road. And here we are.
That's a Perugian resident preferring to remain anonymous, speaking with our reporter Rachel Mealy on the Sunshine Coast.